Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Hello?
Hello.
That's a great... Who's that?
Hey, it's Bill Bailey here. Yeah?
Bill, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Where are you? You feel like you're the side of the world yelling.
I'm sorry. Yes, I was. I'm just... I don't mean to yell, sir. I was just raising my voice so you could be heard clearly. I'm in Belfast.
Oh, fantastic. You're gigging out there. You're touring.
Yep, I'm on tour and done a few shows here, which has been great fun. And had a bit of a blast. And I also I went to see the Titanic exhibition, which is amazing. So a bit of R&R, a bit of work.
So how many nights have you done in Belfast? Belfast is a great city. People always rave about Dublin, which is a fantastic city, but Belfast is a great night out as well.
Well, Belfast, yeah, it is, and it's sort of thriving, and there's a kind of a real energy about the place, you know. I mean, the Game of Thrones series, that's filmed here.
Yep.
And there's, you know, the studios here are absolutely thriving. It's got had a massive benefit to all the sort of, you know, local community and employment. And there's a huge influx of tourism now. So it's a place that's really buzzing. And I one of the greatest nights here was, I just love the accent. I was in a club and a very tall, statuesque woman was standing there, and I smiled at her, as you would, and she sidled up to me and she said, "Well," she goes, "you're a cute wee thing." One of the greatest nights of my life.
What's the amazing bar out there? Is it the Crown Bar? That one with it's an amazing bar in Belfast. It's a famous one. It's been in France. I think it's the Crown Bar, which is a brilliant one. The Titanic Museum is a lot better than people think. It sounds like the setup to a joke, but it genuinely is a really interesting museum, isn't it?
It's brilliantly done, and you know, it's incredibly sort of well put together. There's loads of information about it, and lots of stuff I didn't know. Lots of information about the passengers, and of course, and lots of artifacts that have been recovered and things that were sort of made their way here from private collections. And there's a sort of, it's huge as well. I mean, and you get a sense of the size of the shipbuilding industry. There's a sort of a kind of a gantry that they've built inside the museum, which you can go up and sort of can actually see how high it was, the kind of the risks that were, you know, taken, the kind of incredible hard work they had to do, banging in rivets by hand. I think there were 3 million rivets in the Titanic, which most of them were knocked in by hand. So there's this incredible sense of the industry of the place, the fact other ships were built there. Belfast was the centre of industry, and it was the linen centre of the world. It was a thriving, bustling place, and it's this museum does a fantastic job of bringing that to life.
So when do you move on from Belfast? You taken in Southern Ireland?
Yeah, I've been in Dublin already, and down in Galway. So now we're going back down to the Republic. We're going down to Cork today.
Cool.
So one more gig.
You're not driving down, are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God, wow. That is...
It's a fair old way.
It's a fair old way. That's quite a drive ahead of you today. So, listen, Bill, who's asked you to give us a call?
Well, you know what? It's the good people on the social media. I've had quite a few tweets.
I can imagine. I've seen quite a lot of them. Thank you for being so patient.
Yes.
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes.
Yeah. I had a great tweet on. I mentioned in the show last night. Somebody tweeted, "I'm off to see Bill Bailey tonight in Belfast. I hope it will provide some laughs." It will provide laughs, like I'm some sort of random laugh generator, which I suppose in some ways I am.
Yes, exactly, you are. Dance monkey, dance.
Dance.
And what's the charity supporting, Bill?
Well, there's two charities, actually, that I'm a patron of, actually. One of them is the Cherry Tree Nursery down in Bournemouth. And they're a wonderful organisation. What they are, they're actually a working nursery where they make plants. They grow plants and sell them. But the staff are all volunteers, and they're people with all kinds of mental illness. It's a way of them to try and, you know, get back into society and trying to feel a bit more sort of worthwhile and give them a sense of purpose. And they've got, it's a wonderful kind of philosophy they have there. And this is their 25th year. They're celebrating this year, and I've been a patron of them for a number of years now. And I just think they do a fantastic job. You know, when so much of the focus of mental health is on trying to medicate people and keep them away from society, what they do is they say, you're going to work. You know, we're going to be work in the gardens, grow plants, and sell them in the shop. And it has an immensely beneficial effect. So that's one of the charities I support. And the other one is the Music House for Children, which is an organisation in London where they provide music, an opportunity for kids to play music. Their philosophy is all kids should be able to play music. Well, any age, up to the age of 11, they provide facilities, they provide teachers. Kids can come in, play any instrument, and just be around music, play music, find out what it's like to play music. And they also, as well, they do fantastic sessions for kids with all kinds of, you know, learning, developmental difficulties, autism, ADHD, and so on. So they're both wonderful organisations, and I've been, you know, involved with them for a long time.
Wow, you're a good man. Two very worthwhile causes, Bill. Now, the way this is working, as various celebrities call in, they leave a question for the next person. Yours comes from Craig Revel Horwood of Strictly Come Dancing.
Of course. Yep. Yes.
How do you make a lasagna? Craig makes it with six layers, Bill.
Six layers?
Yeah, it rocked our world this morning at 8:10, Bill.
Is he mad? Six layers? There's no need for that. I mean, that's some kind of lasagna-based lunacy. I mean, come on.
It's like a cake.
It's a
wedding.
There's no need. There's no need for that many layers. Lasagna does not have to be that complex. I'd say four max.
Four max.
Maybe even three. Maybe one. I wouldn't even mean lasagna. It'd be like a pancake.
And what's the question from you, Bill, for whoever calls us next?
Oh, okay. Here's a question for you. If you could master the art of time travel and could go back maybe an hour, what would you do?
Well, go back an hour?
An hour, just an hour.
Okay, Bill, and if people want to go and see you on your tour, what's your website?
It is www.billbailey.co.uk. All the details are there.
And I can tell you now, it is funny. I've seen it do stand-up many times, and it is funny.
Yes, it is.
All right, Bill, hopefully we'll see you on the show again soon. Enjoy your drive down to Cork and tonight's show.
Thanks, Christian.
Cheers, mate. Take care.